raise it up. This morning, and we know that you will meet us right where we're at. We know you will.
I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endures through generations. And I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one.
Firm foundation, our rock. Worship you, Lord.
I don't believe in fairy tales. I guess I've outgrown them. That doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. I've seen it in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do, but you weren't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the storm. You said it, you performed it, may not be how I want you to. Here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. The author, there's no predicting what's next, but you hold the future, and all the questions they come second to what.
I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait. Yes. Yes, Lord, as we come before you today, Lord, we do wait on you. We trust your word. We trust your spirit. God, we trust you as we wait on you together today. Lord, that you would renew our strength through worship. You would renew our strength together through your word. You would renew our strength through our fellowship and our time together. God, we love you. We trust you no matter what is going on in the world. God, across the ocean to what is going on in our house this week. What's going on in our heart? You know, God, you know, you care, you love us. And we trust you, God. We will wait on you. We worship you today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. For those of you who are not with us at 8 a.m. service at PNG today, we're trying to get you caught up on worship. So, you're doing okay. You're doing okay. You're doing good. It's good to see everybody this morning. Welcome to you. Thank you for being here. The weather was not great, but the Lord is good, right? The Lord is good. We want to welcome you, all our guests. That's not you, PNG, your family. So when I say guests, that's not PNG. PNG's just family. So we are glad to have all our family here today. Welcome you. Glad to have you here today. If you are visiting with us and you're here, you picked a great, great day to come because we love it when we are all worshiping together. If you are a guest today, we'd love to have you fill out one of the cards on the back of the chair. If you're online, you can fill out new here form out here. We have a guest table in the lobby that you can stop by, and we would love to just connect with you and know that you were here worshiping with us this morning, get to know you a little bit better. I'm going to ask our ushers to come forward as we receive our morning offering, as we continue our worship. If you are a guest today, if you are here from a home church, do not feel obligated. We want you to support your home church. We want you to support wherever it is. We continue to give to the Lord here and build up his kingdom as part of what he's doing in our Paris community, and we are glad to be able to do that. Pray with me if you will. Father, we just pray and we continue to worship you, to trust you in all things, God. We trust you with the big things. We trust you with the small things, God. We trust you with what you have given us, that as we give a part of it back to you for your use, for your glory, for your kingdom, for you, God. We worship you in this way. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's see. That's it. Okay. I think that's all I got. So I had a great time this morning. I was very blessed. I want to let the CF family know that I was honored to be able to go to 8 a.m. service at PNG today and preach. And I want you guys to notice that when Pastor Shannon comes over here to preach, there's a bunch of PNG folks there. So next time I go over at 8, y'all got to go with me, right? All right? You got to go with me. You got to go with me. So we are excited to have you here today. Want to continue in our service. We have an announcement video with our announcements, and then we are just looking forward to hearing the word this morning. God bless you guys.
What's up, Sia Ferris? Welcome to church. We are so glad you're here today. Hope you're staying warm. Got a few announcements for you. First up, ladies, this weekend is our conference. So please, if you haven't signed up, get signed up. It's Friday night and Saturday. Sign up online, sign up at the table. You do not want to miss it. And also, ladies, starting in November, Thursday evenings, the first Thursday evenings of November, Tracy Daughtry is teaching a marriage class. It's going to be incredible. So please go get signed up for that. You won't want to miss it. And then also, guys, next Sunday, we are having an usher's luncheon. So if you're interested in ushering, if you're looking for a place to volunteer and get plugged in and meet people, that would be an incredible opportunity. So stay after church next week. They'll have a light meal, sandwich, chips, tea. So if you're interested in that, just stay after. I think that's it. Bye, guys.
Come on, church. Y'all go ahead and stand with me. Pastor Shannon, come on up, sir. I'm going to grab your... Man, I tell you what, guys, it is exciting to be able to celebrate with family today. Amen? Come on, y'all bow your heads with me real quick as I pray for Pastor. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that even now you're preparing a way. Lord God, that you're breaking down walls, you're tearing down any hindrance, Lord God, inside of us that would keep us from hearing exactly what you want to speak to us this morning. Lord God, I thank you for the word that you've given Pastor Shannon for us here right now in this time. Lord God, may it be spirit-led, may it be guided, may it just pierce us, Lord God, in ways that we can't even begin to imagine, but ways, Lord God, that ignite a fervor, a passion, a desire for this community, for this people, for your word, and for who you are. God, let your name be glorified. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, y'all give another big clap for Pastor Shannon. Come on.
Amen. The church say amen.
Amen.
Church say amen again.
Amen.
Why don't we give the Lord a great hand clap of praise? We come here for no other reason but to lift up the name of Jesus. Does anybody know Jesus? Listen, we might as well warm up this morning. We came here to give God praise. I am, you guys can be seated. Y'all can sit down. I am hyena happy and peacock proud to be here today. Amen. I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be than standing right here on this stage, this massive pulpit, to share the word of God with you on this morning. I want to thank C.F. Paris. I want to thank Pastor Corey and his staff for allowing me to come back. This may be my last time. Still trying to figure out if one of my props is even legal to have. Maybe y'all will give me a pass on that today, but we just thank God for another opportunity to share God's word. I want to, let's give Pastor Greg a hand, Greg Key a hand for coming over to Paris New Generation and just lighting the whole place up. I don't know if I'll be able to, that's why I'm here today, is because the pulpit's still on fire. And didn't think it would be safe to preach there after him this morning, but he did an amazing job. And you guys should be proud of your ministry staff here at CF Paris. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm kind of acting like I've never been here before, right? Yeah, it's all in the plan. PNG, if you're in the house, stand on your feet. I just want to see where you are. PNG, where you at? Amen? All right. Good to see you guys. All right, so I should get a few amens in the middle of the room and a couple over here and a few over there, right? Pastor Corey, you mind handing me that water, please, sir? All right. Can we just crank it up just like real quick? I think you were playing it. Let's get ready for a blitz. Yeah, let's do that right there. Yeah. I want to sing a verse of this song real quick. Is anybody praying for anything? Well, listen, I want you to get ready for your blessing. Now, PNG, y'all know the song, so I want y'all to help me out, all right? Come on. Listen. Makes no difference what you're going through. Can y'all hear me? You're going to make it. God's going to see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. The storm won't last always. So get ready. Come on. Get for your blessing. Get ready. Get for your miracle. Get ready. Come on. For your blessing. I know you've been hurting deep down inside. Let me encourage you, it's gonna be alright. You know what? Troubles and trials, they come to make you strong. Listen, keep on believing, you keep holding on. And get ready, come on, for your blessing. Got a blessing. How many of y'all believe that this morning? That God's got a blessing. Come on. God's got a blessing. Y'all got it. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, one more time. God's got a blessing. Oh, come on. Y'all need to help me out over here, especially on the front row. God's got a blessing. Can we go a little bit higher, PNG? Y'all ready? Here we go. Here we go. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. With my name on it, 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 with my name on it. Can we do it again? Come on. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. Point at your neighbor and tell him, put your name on it. 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 One more time. Y'all ready? Here we go. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. With my name on it. 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 One more time. With my name on it. God's got a say that with me, just real smooth and chilled out like that. I like the saxophone. Come on, let's do it. Let's go. God's got a blessing with my name. Now, all the men in the house, I want to hear all the fellas, if you can sing. Come on, fellas, let me hear. Here we go. God's got with my. How many of y'all believe that this morning? Now, for all the ladies in the house, let me hear it. Come on, y'all. Y'all ready? Here we go, here we go. Now come on, everybody in the house. Here we go, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. God's got. One more time. I said that about 10 times now. Come on, one more time. God's got a blessing. All right. Come on, let's get on the way to hand clap of praise. Put my name on it. Put my name on it. Put my name on it. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this great privilege of being here in this place, Lord God. Lord, we pray your blessings upon this house. For every man, woman, boy, and girl, Father God, we pray grace and mercy in their lives. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together. Lord, we just worship you in spirit and in truth on today. Father God, no one came here to see me today, but they came to see you. No one has come to hear me, Lord God, but they have come to hear you. Father, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. And if you don't move, Lord God, we're just going to stand still. So, Father God, I ask you to dip me down into the treasures of your word, that, Father, I might preach a word that will touch the lives of your people. Father, we thank you. We magnify and glorify your name. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, and thank God. Amen. Real man, P&G is so excited today because they get out of church in time to catch the Cowboy game at 12 o'clock. Amen. Amen. Give me my flowers while I yet live. Amen. Y'all gonna get out of church at a decent hour. Amen. So give me a hot, I guess 11:05 means I should be finished by 11:05. Is that what that means? Okay. All right. So. Take my we talked about that last time I was here, right? Right, so last time I was here, we talked about Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, who was a friend of David. And I almost talked about that just to discuss the great friendship that Jonathan and David had, just kind of piggyback. I felt like we were in a good place there. But God shared with me another passage of scripture from the Old Testament writings in the book of Nehemiah. So if you have your Bibles this morning, or you have your iPhone or your Android, amen, if you'd like to turn with me, listen, we're going to deal with, our text is going to come from Nehemiah chapter number 6, beginning at verse number 1. We're going to deal with verses 1 through 4. We're going to plant a flag in verse number 3. We're going to deal with chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. Man, I don't know if we're going to be done by the time the Cowboys play. So, amen. Amen. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. I actually toggle back and forth between the New Living Translation and the King James Version. So I'm going to read this from the... I'm going to read verse number 3 out of the King James Version. I'm going to toggle back for that one. Sambalat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies found out that I had finished rebuilding the wall and that no gaps remain, though we had not yet set up the doors of the gate. So Sambalat and Geshem sent a message asking to meet with them at one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But I realized that they were plotting to harm me. King James Version of the Bible says, and I sent messengers unto them saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Whilst I leave it and come down to you? Wow. 4 times they sent the same message, and each time I gave the same reply. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Let's get to work. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk about, just for a few minutes, from the subject of, I'm doing a good work and I can't come down. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm doing a good work and I can't come down. That's good stuff. My brothers and sisters, Book of Nehemiah, this book is the story of a great leader. He's gifted in leadership. He's a gifted leader. He's a very anointed individual. He's facing a lot of criticism and opposition, amen, and he's leading a small group of Israelites. Now, we have to understand that at this time, this is after the exile of the Jewish people, Nehemiah actually held a prominent position with the king. He was a cupbearer, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So what I want you to picture and I want you to see in your mind is that Jerusalem is in total ruins. Amen. The buildings are torn down. As a matter of fact, guys, if you've seen any of the footage of, in regards to the war that's going on right now, amen, it is very similar to the time that we're talking about here in the Bible. There has been, the Jews have been overtaken. The city has been destroyed. Jerusalem has been destroyed. Amen. They have been exiled, amen, to another place by King Xerxes. They are under the rule of the Persian government. Now they find a time that things have changed. Amen. God is showing them a little bit of grace, some mercy, and some kindness. Amen. I'm in your Bible. I mean, I'm just paraphrasing it a little bit, kind of like Netflix. We're just giving you, amen, a good picture of this morning. So Nehemiah, through the power of God and through the love of his people, through the love of, for the love of his nation, has realized that there's some work that needs to be done in the city that he's from. Let me ask you a question, my brothers and sisters. We're all here in this great county of Lamar, this great city of Paris, this great state of Texas, this great United States of America that we live in. How many of you can testify that there's some work that needs to be done? Amen? And this morning at PNG, amen, Pastor Greg talked about the fact that we have the ability to become one. As believers, we must be unified, amen, as believers in moving forward in God's agenda, amen? How many of y'all are okay with that? Amen. I'm excited about Paris New Generation and Sierra Paris coming together these times that we have decided to come together. And the last time we were here, this is a side note, this doesn't count against my time. So we let Greg come over and preach at PNG this morning. And I like to do things decent and in order. And it's just not right that your pastor hasn't come to preach at Paris New Generation. And I don't care how small our church is, we're bringing Corey to Paris New Generation. We're gonna squeeze in there. I don't know how we're gonna make it happen, but he's coming to PNG and y'all are coming with him. Amen? Just to get that out of the way. Amen? Amen. So back to our story. So what is happening here is, and we have to go back to chapter number one. Let's go to chapter number one and verse number one. Actually, I think I'll start at verse number three. Because Nehemiah is receiving word of what's going on back in his homeland, what is going on back in Jerusalem, okay? And let's look at this. Verse number three, and I'll read from the New Living Translation. I'm not sure what translation we have up, but it's there, and you guys can follow along with me. But I'm going to jump down all the way to verse number three, and it says, "They said to me, things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down, and the gates have been destroyed by fire. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to God of heaven. Then I said," verse number five, "O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant and unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commandments." And then he goes on starting at verse six, and he says, "Listen to my prayer." He starts to pray. Amen? So my brothers and sisters, listen. My subject is, I'm doing a great work and I can't come down. Do we have any believers in the house? Amen? We also have two great churches that are represented here in Paris New Generation and Sierra Paris. And I will say this morning without a shadow of a doubt, we are doing a good work in the city of Paris, Texas. Amen? But oftentimes when you're doing a good work, there is some opposition. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Amen. And my first point is, I want you to know that a great work begins with compassion. Amen. A great work is possible, and it begins through compassion. So we see, amen, Nehemiah, when he learns of the trouble that the place where the people are returning to is in ruins, amen, it touches his heart. Amen? Have you ever thought about the fact that we live in one of the, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to be honest, amen, our area is probably one of the poorest areas in the state of Texas with some of the surrounding counties that we have here. Did y'all know that? Yeah. Do you know that some of the children that eat lunch at our schools, that's the last lunch that they get, amen, all day long? Did you know that our food pantry in Parrish, Texas, amen, is one of the busiest and most used food pantries in all the state of Texas? Did you know that? Yeah. Yes. My brothers and sisters, there is a great work that is going on right here in our city. Listen, and I want you to be encouraged today. Don't come down. Amen? Every great work starts with compassion. Amen. Nehemiah, when he heard about how things looked at home, when he heard about the city being in ruins, amen, the first thing he did was, the Bible said, he fasted and he prayed. That's good stuff, church. Somebody ought to get excited. Every great work starts through compassion. Now, as we move on, and I would read the whole prayer, but it's kind of long, and he prays all the way through verse number 12. Amen. Now, chapter number 2. A great work begins with compassion. But watch this. A great work is possible through cooperation. Amen. We're going to see that in a minute. Look what happens in chapter number 2. Let's look at Nehemiah's heart here. It says, the following spring in the month of Nisan, during the 20th year of King Artaxerxes' reign, I was serving the king his wine, and I had never before appeared sad in his presence. So the king asked me, why are you looking so sad? You don't look sick to me. You must be deeply troubled. Then I was terrified, but I replied, long live the king. How can I not be sad? For the city where my ancestors are buried is in ruins, and the gates have been torn down. Then, watch this, this pagan king, this king, amen, this Persian king says, hey man, how can I help? Yeah. Y'all gonna pray with me? Yeah. Now, an interesting thing about this particular scripture is, when Nehemiah said, when the king asked him, man, why are you looking so sad? Amen? He said, there's nothing going on in your life. Why are you looking so sad? And then he says, I was sorely afraid. I was greatly afraid. I need you to understand, my brothers and sisters, in those days when serving the king, you had to serve the king, amen, with a smile on your face. You had to serve the king excited. Oh, I'm preaching right here. You had to serve the king, amen, as if you really wanted to serve the king. Amen. Everybody around you, when they saw you serving the king, amen, they knew you were serving the king by the look on your face. And if you didn't look right, you didn't act right. Amen. You acted all down and sad and like, oh, this is so terrible. You could be executed, and it was lawful. Yeah. Okay. See you at Paris. PNG. It is a shame that we are serving the king. And we look like, amen, somebody stole our bicycle. When we are serving the king, amen, we should serve the king in an excited manner. Are y'all going to pray with me? When we come into the house, man, we should come in the house, amen, with a praise in our hearts. Okay, I'll leave that one alone. But watch this, because Nehemiah had compassion and he had a heart and he prayed out to God. And a few months later, he's looking sad in front of the king. He's thinking, man, I'm about to get killed. Then he tells the king his problem. Listen, as we follow this, church, amen, when we look at this, Nehemiah finds favor with his enemy. Bible says that he'll make your enemy your footstool. He'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Amen? Can anybody testify here that God has used folk that didn't even like you to bless you? I'm doing a good work and I can't come down. Amen. So we see now, amen, that not only did King Xerxes, but he, his wife as well, he even got the approval of his wife if you keep on reading. So he found cooperation. Amen. Amen. He found favor with those who were around him. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Man, I'm almost done. This is good. This is awesome. I might get to come back. Then we find cooperation as well. Amen. Listen, when you find cooperation, you're always going to find opposition. Woo. That's why we got three hand claps, because three of y'all approved of me being here and 15 of you didn't. But at least we got some cooperation, right? Let's look at cooperation, because in every sense where there's cooperation, there's going to be some opposition. Let's look at chapter number 2, amen, and verse number 18, amen? I think that's right. The older I get. Wow, the lights just came on. It says, then I told them about the gracious hand of God, had been on me, and about the conversation with the king. Then replied at once, yes, let's rebuild the wall. So they begin to work. So what we have to understand is here, what he does is he prays to God, all right? He finds favor with the king, who doesn't even believe in God. But watch this, but God used him in order to bless Nehemiah and Israel. Are y'all with me? Well, this is good stuff. Now, they start to get all of everything together in order to make this thing happen, in order to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall. Now, what I want you to understand is Nehemiah as a great leader, and you guys have a great leader. Let's give your leader a hand. In his leadership, by going back to build the wall, to rebuild the wall, this was for physical protection. He wanted to go back and rebuild the wall because people were starting to go back to Jerusalem. Are y'all with me? And he says, man, I got to get the wall up because all types of people are going to start coming into the city and they're going to start causing trouble and they may take us over once again, right? So what he does is, amen, is he's concerned about the physical aspect of things, but he takes it a step further. And what he does is he calls out to God. He begins to talk to God about the problem. Amen. And God uses, again, an enemy to bless them in order to make this wall come back up. Are y'all going to pray with me? All right. Five of y'all. Okay. We're doing better. Now, here's, look what, now, we talked about these guys in chapter number 6, but I find here, in chapter number 2, verse number 19, it says, but when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, the Arab, heard of our plan, they scoffed. That means they started laughing. They said, what are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king? Now they're bringing the king up. Verse number 20, he says, I replied, the God of heaven will help us succeed. We, his servants, will start rebuilding this wall, but you have no share, no legal right, or historic claim in Jerusalem. Are y'all with me? Every time, do we have five people that would testify that every time you try to do something on the Lord's program, that old enemy shows up? I want you to understand that Satan still comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And I used to think that Satan really wanted me, Pastor. I really used to think that Satan wanted me to step out in here on 271 in the middle of that street, big truck coming by and run over me and kill me. But no, church. Because I realize that Satan understands that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Are y'all going to pray with me? I know that Satan knows that I'm saved. So guess what he wants to do? He wants to kill, steal, and destroy my reputation. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy, amen, my witness. As a matter of fact, some of y'all can't get with me right now because of something you heard. Amen. That's what Satan tries to do. That's why he attacks, amen, the leaders so bad. That's why we hear things like, you know how preachers' kids are. Amen. You know how PKs. Amen. Because Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm here to tell you that the Jones family is doing a good work. And they can't come down. And so are the McGuires, amen. Now, if you look at chapter number 3, we see cooperation because now everybody gets in on what God's doing. Everybody gets in. So if you read chapter, amen, number 3, you're going to find that everybody, amen, wants a piece of the wall. Are y'all with me? And listen, church, when you start a good work, amen, has anybody here started a good work? Amen. When you start a good work, I want you to know that God will see this thing to the end. Amen? Where you at, Tony Boss? I'm almost done. I'm about to close it out. You're going to play that pretty music when we close this thing out. So then, my brothers and sisters, we travel all the way over to chapter number 6. And Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Aram, and the rest of the enemies found out that I was finished rebuilding the wall, and there were no gaps remaining, though we had not yet set up the doors and the gates. My brothers and sisters, can you see Nehemiah in your sanctified minds, up on the ladder, working on the wall? Somebody wants me to fall. But he's up and he's working on the wall. And these rascals, all three, amen, of them come up and they tell him, listen, we need to have a meeting. As a matter of fact, we're going to meet over, in Reno. But Nehemiah is on the wall, amen, and he's working on the wall. And the Bible says that the wall was almost finished. And the last thing that he had to do was set the gates of the wall. The wall is no good without the gates. Are y'all going to pray with me? Nehemiah is almost done with his work. Amen. Can anybody testify that you've almost been done with your work? Amen. And you're just about to set the last screw. You're just about to set the gates, amen, and the enemy shows up. And the enemy says, why don't you come down? Oh, that's good stuff, church. Boss, you better hurry up. I'm going to finish without you wherever you are. So he's setting, amen, the gates in place, and they come up and they try to distract him, but he says, I'm doing a good work and I can't come down. But they didn't come once. They kept on coming. Amen? How many of you, amen, has the enemy shown up, amen, when you were almost finished? Amen. When you felt accomplished and the enemy showed up and he showed up again and he showed up again and he showed up again. The Bible says they showed up 4 times. Amen. And if you keep on reading, they showed up a 5th time and they brought a letter. Are y'all with me? And then Nehemiah said, man, y'all just lying. Amen. He didn't allow himself to be distracted by those who came to distract him. I'm doing a good work and I can't come down. But I'm going to come down a minute. Because I want to share with you a very awesome and amazing verse. A great work begins with compassion. A great work is possible through cooperation. But I want you to know this morning that a great work is accomplished, amen, through courage. Amen? That a great work is fulfilled and accomplished through courage. Listen, I need you to understand this morning, CF Paris PNG, amen, that God doesn't want any coward soldiers. I want you to understand that we are in the last and evil days, and he's sending his best demonic forces. Amen. He's sending his best temptations. But I want you to understand, amen, that you are doing a good work, and you can't come down. There's too much riding on it. There's too much, amen, that is at stake, amen, for you and I to come down. Now, I want you to understand that being courageous Amen. And being courageous here, I see that, amen, they had the right things in their hand. My brothers and sisters, if you turn with me, amen, to chapter number 4. The Bible says, and I'll read from the New Living Translations. It said, when our enemies heard and were aware, I'll read this one here so everybody can follow, and were aware that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we returned to the wall, each to our own work. Did y'all see that? Amen. Watch this. Verse number 16. Amen. But from then on, only half of my men worked while the others stood guard with spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail. Did y'all see that? The leaders stationed themselves behind the people of Judah who were building the wall. Here we go. Come on, boss, play something pretty. Let's go. We're going to get out of here at 11:05. The Bible says that the laborers carried their work with one hand, supporting their load, and one hand holding a weapon. Y'all missed that. I can see the workers building the wall. Amen. They had a hammer in one hand. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Working on the wall. Can I get 3 people to testify that you have a hammer in one hand? But he said they had to be courageous. He said, listen, I want you to have a hammer in one hand. I want you to build a hammer. I want you to build a wall with one hand. But I also want you to have protection in the other. Are y'all going to pray with me? Can y'all see, amen, Nehemiah, amen, and all the laborers, those on the wall, with a hammer in one hand as they work, and a sword in the other to keep the enemy off? Now, somebody might ask, Pastor McGuire, what does a sword have to do with Sunday morning? What does a hammer have to do with Sunday morning? My brothers and sisters, I want you to know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he had a couple of things in his hand. Are y'all gonna pray with me? He had a nail in his right hand, a nail in his left hand, a nail in his feet. Amen. And the Bible says, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Are y'all gonna pray with me this morning? I want you to know that you and I are just like Nehemiah on that wall. Amen. We have the ability to work in one hand and a sword in the other. Then what does the sword signify? The Bible says that the word is like a two-edged sword. Amen. Cutting as it comes and as it goes. Amen. And as long as you have the word in your mouth, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know that you're doing a good work. And I want you to stay on the wall. And I want you to let that enemy know whenever he comes, I want you to let him know that you are doing a good work and you can't come down. I want to encourage C.L. Perry that you are doing a good work. I want to encourage your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you're doing a good work. Don't come down. Stay on the wall. The wall is important. People, amen, listen, the word of God is so important. And we live in a day and a time, my brothers and sisters, where it's very important that our neighbors are saved. Y'all missed that. It's very important that our friends are saved. It's very important that our family members are saved. I believe that this is the most important time in all history. And all we are actually watching the word of God unfold right in front of us. And I believe that Jesus Christ can come at any time. But watch this. Wouldn't it be great if he caught us on the wall? Wouldn't it be great if he caught us working? Wouldn't it be great if he caught us at 10 o'clock at CL Paris? Wouldn't it be great if he called us at 11 o'clock at Paris New Generation, 8 o'clock service? Wouldn't it be great if he called us, amen, serving at the food pantry? Wouldn't it be great if he called us working in our community? Listen, I just came to encourage you, Pastor. I came to encourage you. You're doing a good work. You're doing a, let me rephrase that. You're doing a great work. Listen, If nobody else put their hands together, C.L. Parrish should have gone crazy just then. Pastor Corey is doing a good work. Pastor Corey is doing a great work. And as great a work as you're doing, there's still some folks out there talking. Oh, y'all don't believe that? As great a work as Pastor McGuire tries to do, there's some folks still talking. I hope this message touched some of you, because I think we're all in the battlefield. Pastor Greg, you're doing a great work. Don't come down. There's always going to be naysayers. As a matter of fact, y'all remember when Jesus was on the cross, he had one beside him. He said, man, come down. If you're really Jesus, man, come down and save all of us. Man, you're talking like a crazy man. You're doing a good work. Don't come down, brother. And not only to the preachers and the pastors. How many of you have gotten started in this Christian race and this journey, and you feel like what you're doing is not enough? Listen, we need every bit of everything that everybody's doing. God didn't call us all to stand on stage, amen, with a microphone in the ear. This is cool. With a band playing behind us and all this. He didn't call everybody to this work, but he called you to your work. Amen? And if nothing else, he called us to love one another. You know what? And I love this fellowship. Because you know what? Can I say it? Can I keep it real? Can I keep it 100? Black folks and white folks, Hispanic folks and Asian folks and all other kind of folks, saints and aints and everybody else, we ought to be able to come together. Amen? Church, we got to build the walls in Parrish, Texas. Mama had you standing too long, didn't I? That's all right. You're doing a good work. Don't sit down. Listen. Sometimes you got to work, and sometimes you got to fight. Sometimes you fight, and sometimes you work. But at the end of the day, everything that any of us do for Christ is going to last. I want you to be annoying one more time and tell your neighbor. So, neighbor, you're doing a good work. Don't come down. Listen, I need some encouragement too, and I got 1,000 people here. I want y'all to tell me, Pastor McGuire, you're doing a good work. Don't come down. Amen. Rick, what's your name? Randy? You basketball official? You're not? That's Rick. Is Rick here? Okay. All right. Y'all look alike. That's a little bit. Okay. Yeah. I wish he was here. I wish he was here. Church, God is so awesome. He's so amazing. It's too late in the evening for us to be playing with this thing. I know my time is over. It's 11:05, so I need to shut it down. But I just want you to know that what you're doing is beneficial. I don't care how big or how small it is. The lady standing at the door smiling when we come in, that's huge. Amen? The greeter standing at the door, opening the door, is huge. of you who take these chairs out of here is huge. Those of you who work the children's church, it's huge. And I want everybody to know, and I keep saying it over and over, that you're doing a great work. Listen, and I learned this, and I'm done. I got to stop. Come, Corey, stand up here so I'll shut up. Come on. But I think it's important to tell people they do a great job. Because if, y'all remember when Jesus Christ was baptized by his cousin John the Baptist? Y'all remember that? And as soon as he was baptized, the Bible says that the voice of God said, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." See, I used to be a guy that ran away from anybody saying good job. Oh, no, no, no. But you know what? I figured out if that was important to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that if he needed that from his daddy, we need it as well. Amen? So whatever you're doing is not small. To him it's great. You're doing a good work. Don't come down. Amen? All right. When the Lord's done, I'm done. So let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise.
I love that. Come on, man. You're doing a good work. The good work is compassion for the people around you. The good work is courage to face against the enemies that's coming against you. Come on, Pastor, that was good. Church, if you aren't lifted, encouraged, built up, you're broke. But hey, I got good news for you. I know the healer. I mean, that's what it is. Don't leave here. Don't leave here not recognizing and understanding that it is you who are doing a good work. For those who are in Christ, you are doing a good work. Don't leave here today without recognizing that God wants you to know you're doing a good work. If for any reason at all you're here and you're still questioning any of that, man, look, I'm going to stay up here at the front. There's going to be some other people that will be here. Don't leave here without recognizing that God has called you for such a time as this. Grab your hammer. Grab your sword. It's about being prepared. It's about being ready. It's about listening to him, and it's about doing what God has called you to do. Come on, guys, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word of encouragement today, Lord God, that you have told us that we are doing a good work. Lord God, that you looked down upon your creation and you smiled, Father. And today, Lord, we don't live underneath some sort of guilt trip that says we have to. God, it's because of our hearts that say we want to. God, we with compassion cry out for this city. God, with compassion, we cry out for those around us, for our neighbors, for our friends, Lord God, even for our enemies, Lord. We cry out that you, Lord Jesus, that your work here in this place would continue to be done. Lord God, let your name be glorified through us as we continue to stand up, to not come down, to be encouraged, and to do your work. Lord God, let your name be glorified. Let your son be lifted up. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, guys. Y'all give another shout out to Pastor Shannon. P&G family, thank you all for joining with us today. God bless you guys. Y'all have an amazing, amazing week.